Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, but Tommy Curran, brought to you by Dr. Matthew LaPresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran. Give him a call at 1-800-GET-HAIR. By Awaken 180 Weight Loss, become your own success story by dropping the weight holding you back. It starts with just one call to Awaken 180 and by Unified Office. Guy's got a lot of sponsors.
Jeez.
Must be important. Unified Office, where they help business maximize every incoming call at unifiedoffice.com. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the highly sponsored Tom E. Curran. Tom, listen, it's really good to talk to you this week.
Yeah, nope, back at it again, yep.
You're my man.
And you know what I appreciated the most already was when Mego says, when was that put together? And you said, a little bit ago.
A little bit ago. That was 2 days ago. Let's start with the list. Are you surprised? I mean, is this like a, you know, we were just talking about, Patriots have had two good drafts back-to-back years, and yet not a top 38 player under 25?
No, I'm not surprised. And really, when you look at it, as Mac Jones continues to, you know, flounder this year, despite it not being in his control necessarily, you look at the drafts from 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, and it's Michelle and Wynn and Harry and Strange and Duggar in the second round, who's a good player, but certainly not electric, and Mac Jones, who, you know, people are idly talking about, gee, wouldn't it be great to have 46-year-old Tom Brady come back and have Mac watch for a year? What? What?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so I guess the biggest concern for me today is this offensive line. So can you kind of explain to me who you think is going to start, like best-case scenario, like everybody, like, you know, yeah, let's do this for the team, and then worst-case scenario if guys like Trent Brown decide not to play also?
Well, best-case scenario is Brown's out there, and then you have Strange next to him, Andrews, Onwenu, and most likely Yadnick Adjust. Connor McDermott, plucked from the Jets practice squad a week or so ago, becomes your option at a tackle position if indeed Brown can't go. So that's best guesses. We'll start to see during pregame what their ultimate plan is, but it really does harpoon their chances of protecting Mac or giving him like the security that he needs to put his heels on the ground. Leslie Frazier last week, when Von Miller was out, the Bills defensive coordinator called on the blitz more than he had really all season long, and the reason was he needed to generate pressure. Mac is worse than the league against the blitz, 39th, I believe, Phil Perry was saying yesterday, among all the charted quarterbacks in the league.
Tom, since you brought it up just a minute ago, what did you make of that little nugget that Jeff Howe put out there about don't count the Patriots out if Tom Brady decides to play again next year for another team other than Tampa Bay, and that the Patriots could be in there?
It really felt like idle spitballing. Hey, his contract's up. He might be at the end of the road in Tampa. If he sticks around, could he go there? It really felt like a dot-connecting operation more than a report. And if I'm going to connect those dots, I'm going to first go through this exercise. So Tom Brady, when he was 36, Bill Belichick was starting to figure out an exit strategy for him, but he's going to bring him back at 46. Tom Brady, who was so irritated at being having to uproot his family and not get the contract he wanted a couple of years ago, and still having an agitation that Robert Kraft didn't step in to rescue him, is going to come back. Bill Belichick is going to admit that he erred in 2020 and 2019, in not giving him the long-term contract, is going to say they brought him out. He's going to say that Mac Jones is not the player I thought I was. I'd rather have the guy who's 46 than the guy I just spent this time in. They're going to push back from the offense that they've been trying to install, moving away from not just Brady, but McDaniels, and bring Tom Brady back in. I think there are just way too many practical, obvious obstacles to this ever happening, to this just being anything more than a dot connecting exercise saying, hey, these guys used to know each other. Why not do it again?
We're talking to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tom, we had Dan Orlovsky on the other day. He said they'll never be a good third down team because play calling, and they don't have the guys that can just kind of get open, get separation. Take it a step further. Is that the reason why they struggle in the red zone? Is that the reason why they struggle in the fourth quarter, that lack of creativity or just playmakers?
A lot of it, and I think a lot of it, and you'll see it tonight, and we've seen it in other games as the mobility of quarterbacks becomes more and more and more a part of what's necessary to win. It's buying time when you don't have electric playmakers. Brady could get by with the computer-like mind, but he also had guys who could uncover in short areas. Edelman, Welker, Amendola, Brown, James White. The Patriots don't have anybody who's a short area uncover guy. So as a result, you need a quarterback who can offset that by moving around in the pocket the way Josh Allen does or so many other players. He doesn't have the mobility to move around the pocket nor the protection. So as a result, you're going to continue to see this type of a result. You can't not have either. I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about how well Ramondre Stevenson has played, and it's outstanding. But the Patriots are without a quick third down back or a quick slot. So where do you go on third down when the play is going sideways? Nowhere. Hunter Henry, Jacoby, who's not electric, but he's not a quick uncovering guy. He's a brilliant root runner, sits down in the right spots, does get open better than he thought, doesn't give you any yak or anything like that. He would be a complement to a third down back like White or a slot guy like Edelman.
So, Tom, how important is this game for the Patriots, just for the overall just mindset, you know, for the season, right? I mean, I wouldn't label it technically a must win. But as far as, like, acting and showing that you belong against the team that kind of whooped you the last two times, how important a game is this for them collectively?
Christian, it sounds like you're loading up to make this a moral victory Friday.
No. It's got to be. No.
Because,
Tom, no moral victory anything after week four.
Because if the psyche can be saved by a 27-24 loss in the final minute.
It's got to be a win.
No. You said if they hang around, how important is it to their psyche? If they hang around and show that they've closed the gap on Buffalo, a game that we all acknowledge they probably will lose, and are 6-6, they at least show you that they've improved this year and give you hope for the remainder of the schedule.
Here's another one. This is actually Arkansas. I'm stealing it from him.
Nice.
What do you think it's going to look? What do you think it's going to sound like in the stadium when the Bills go out there and punt for the first time?
I think it will erupt. I think that's a great question. I felt the same way.
I give him credit.
I think that it's a great opportunity for Sean McDermott to run a fake. I mean, imagine
like 220. That would
be amazing.
Bill will mess it up and, you know, act like they actually punt it instead of punt it, a fake punt.
Right. Tommy. Yeah. No, I think, again, unimaginable.
You and Phil, I heard you talk a lot this week about how the Patriots try to retool in the offseason to better match up against this Bills team. What do you expect, I guess, in terms of what they've added that we'll see tonight, and how far away do you think they are from being well matched against this team?
I think the main place that they're poorly matching up, despite, you know, the problems we've seen on their offense, it was defensively. There was an opportunity in the second to last Bills meeting of the three last year where the Patriots were down, I believe, 27-21, and it was a 4th-and-1, and the Patriots had Josh Allen surrounded with Jamie Collins and J.C. Jackson. And Josh Allen kind of ran through Collins, and Jackson wasn't able to get there quickly enough to stop him. The drive went on. The game ends. to me, the Patriots offseason wasn't just about that particular play, but also when they said goodbye to Jamie Collins, who's back on practice squad, but Dont'a Hightower, Kyle Van Noy, and tried to improve their secondary with their playmaking and speed, that was the answer that they were trying to seek. We need to get faster to deal with faster receivers in the secondary, and we need to get faster and more versatile at the second level so that we can be able to deal with all the speed in our division. So that is the sweeping change that they've tried to make. Now, ironically, Meg, in the two games against dual-threat quarterbacks we've seen, Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields have undressed them. So this is the first running threat quarterback they've seen, really, since Justin Fields. How much better can they be? It falls to Mack Wilson and Raekwon McMillan tonight, and Duggar and Phillips, to make up that difference.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy, I think early in the year, before the season started, we said the secondary could be a liability. By the bye week, we're apologizing for that statement. However, Justin Jefferson, and now you go to Diggs, and it's DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, Ja'Marr Chase. Like, you are facing the best wide receivers in football. Will that rear its ugly head again?
Probably, because some of the things that Justin Jefferson did were simple, better-than-you-type plays. I mean, when he is that fast that he runs through coverage on a double team, elevates, makes a catch with accepting contact and brings it through the ground, surviving it, that's a great play. And I'm not just saying, oh, well, he's too good for everybody, but sometimes there are guys who are too good for everybody. And between Allen and Diggs and Gabe Davis, who has hands like feet sometimes, but he can really be an electric player, all of those guys can make it hurt. So just as you guys were talking as we came on about who are the most dynamic players, who's their Derwin James, who's their, you know, for lack of coming up empty, but Tre'Davious White, who is there? Diggs, yeah. Trayvon. Who's the guy who makes those electric plays for them in the secondary, game-changing plays? It should be Duggar at some point. We don't see enough of them. More complimentary.
Yeah.
Well, so who do you got winning this game?
Buffalo, 27-20.
27-20.
Okay. So similar to last week, right? Maybe have a chance to kind of, you know, do some damage at the end, but then fall flat on their face, right? That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Make them sweat. I mean, who, again, this is a big Matt Judon night. Do you guys agree with that?
Should be.
He was kind of quiet last week. Didn't make the impact that he had in the first 11 games. So what will it be, or 10 games, what will it be in week 12? Because this is when he started to retreat last year, and they can't afford the retreat. They have to have a dynamic player on one side of the ball or the other who helps to take over the games, because that's the difference against every team you mentioned that they're going to have to deal with, whether it's Tyreek Hill or Josh Allen or Justin Jefferson or Stephon Diggs.
All right, Tommy, listen, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. I know you will. Stay warm. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, there it is, Tom E. Curran.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.